Hey guys, welcome back to Eat Sleep Archery. It's been a minute. Got the spring fling this weekend. Saturday and Sunday, 8 to 2. There's going to be 2 15 target courses. Adults are $20 daily. Adult club members is 10. Youth is 7. Family rates are available. No debit cards, so that means everybody's got to bring cash. Snacks and drinks will be there on site. And it's all taking place at the Mojave County Sportsman's Club. So if you guys don't know where that's at, look it up. Other news, t-shirts and koozies and hoodies are going to be readily available. I still have a couple left in stock. If anybody's interested, get a hold of me. But other than that, just wanted to tell you guys that we're still here. We're still rocking. One thing I posted on Instagram, and one thing that I wanted to address and kind of get out there, because it's kind of a tip. You know, elk season is going to come up. Antelope season is going to come up. You know, what to have in your hunting pack at all times. What do I have in my hunting pack at all times? So I kind of wanted to go over that with you guys today. Cause you know, hunting, especially fishing. Yes, this isn't a fishing podcast by any means, but I do it both. I enjoy every aspect of being outside. I think it's God's gift for that. So that being said, I kind of did make a little list, of what I have in my hunting pack at all times. First thing, always have a sharp knife. I carry a Havilon. I have one in my truck. I have one at home. I have one on my side by side. I got them everywhere. Always have them. It's very important. And not only do you have one, but preferably have 5 or 6 blades along with it. Havilon makes a great product. They're a great knife. I've used them. I used to run Outdoor Edge a lot. I don't like them as much. Can't get blades everywhere for them. Every time you go to buy blades, they're out of stock. I mean, it's just one thing after the next with Outdoor Edge. So I like the product. I don't like that blades aren't readily available for them. Second thing, water. That should be your first thing, but water, definitely. I carry a bladder, and I can't remember how big it is. It's one of the bigger ones, medium-sized ones. Not only do I have that, I always have a second water bottle with me, at all times. And another thing, too, kind of a little side note. Another thing too, you know, I get asked a lot, do you carry your pack all the time? Is it always in your truck? Is it always, where is it? It's normally always in my truck. I'm never too terribly far away from my truck. That sounds crazy. It sounds stupid. It, you know, whatever. But should I always carry it with me? Yes, I should. I used to carry a fanny pack. Stupid as that sounds. Fanny pack and a harness. Worked great. Until I moved to Arizona. Like, you know, you can kill a javelina and put the whole damn thing in your backpack. Debone it, put it in your backpack. Like, you know, growing up in Washington State, I never had that. We would hunt turkeys. You could do that with a turkey if you chose to. But I find down here, especially with the weather, you need to carry extra water. You need to carry a bigger pack if you're going to carry one. You need to carry a bigger pack where you can shred layers. You know, multiple weekends in a row this last season, I walked more than 6 miles. 8 miles is a long ways. But 6 miles archery deer hunting, which is awesome. It's great. It's good exercise. But when you start walking in August and you're shredding off, you know, morning layers, if you don't have a backpack, where are you going to put them? So that's important. Next thing on my list is at random. Next thing on my list, growing up in Washington, it's kind of a habit. It's what I was taught growing up. You always carry extra socks. I know I keep going back to Washington, and we're not in Washington, we're in Arizona. If you're doing a stalk on an animal, you're going to get something stuck in your feet. If you have your boots off, it happens. I'm looking into getting sneaky feet in my personal equipment. I guess they work. I don't know anything about them. That's fine. But you're always going to have something in your boots. You're always going to have a sticker in your shoes or in your socks or whatever. Something's going to be uncomfortable. So I always keep an extra set of socks in my backpack at all times. Another thing along with that, I always keep a face shield, a camo face shield. Not only for turkey hunting or deer hunting or whatever, but for the dust. Like guys with allergies, I didn't have allergies till I moved to Arizona, but guys with allergies, it helps. Trust me, I've done it. I've experienced it. I've had the altitude headaches and the allergy headaches, and it sucks. So you only use that in certain situations. I get it. It sounds silly, whatever, but I carry one. Second thing, along with that, in certain situation equipment, a snake kit. Your buddy gets bit by a snake. Nobody knows what to do. Do yourself a favor, get a snake bite kit tomorrow, because even though now we're in cold times on the calendar and it's still snowing in some parts of the state, August is coming, deer season's coming, late elk's coming. You know, it's going to be here before we know it, and somebody's going to get bit by a freaking snake. So do yourself a favor and get a snake kit. Okay, Ross, what happens when you get an animal down, you're 6 miles in, and you don't know what to do with it, and it's hot? Okay. I always carry at least, if not more, depending on who I'm hunting with, enough game bags and water to get cleaned up with and to get the meat home or to the processor, preferably the processor. Covers bugs. I mean, there's many forms and fashions of this. Covers bugs is a big thing, and depending on which one you have, it will cover dirt, you know, whatever. Try to keep it as clean as you can. Keep the hair out of the meat. You know, the biggest thing to tanning meat is having hair and dirt in it. So I always carry that. Along with that, last but not least, I always carry dry snacks, jerky. You know, I always take them out of the, if I buy them at the store, I always take them out of the bags it comes with, and I put them in Ziploc. I don't care what it is. Jerky, licorice, when I'm out hunting, I'm a licorice eating fool. Trail mix, that type of thing. Anything like that, you know, can you? Is it probably better for you to get the granola? I take granola bars too. But like the Gatorade bars and Clif bars and all that, yeah, I love them. They're not cost effective. You know, they're sometimes $2-3 a piece depending on where you shop. So a good old-fashioned granola bar and a good bottle of water get you by just fine for a day hunt. If I'm packing in and setting up dry camp with a jet boil, that's another thing I was going to go over. Generally I'm camping out of my truck and I'm walking in to hunt, and that makes it awesome. But if I'm doing elsewhere hunting, I'm taking a jet boil. I'm taking something to sleep in, taking a covering, whatever it may be. So you're going to have more food. Just, you have to pack to the situation. I hate to see guys go hunt, either pack in and hunt or camp and hunt. It doesn't matter. If you're not comfortable, whether it be food, shelter, water, you're not comfortable, or you're not comfortable in your camping situation, whether it be a tent, fifth wheel, whatever. If you're not comfortable, you're not having fun. So that's kind of what I've done with my stuff. I'll pack to the situation, not only with my hunting pack, with my camping gear. And I leave the house, I got 10 gallons of water in the back of my truck, period. That's it. Whether it be for washing dishes, somebody gets hurt, you got to clean animals up, you need drinking water, doesn't matter. I've got 10 gallons of water, always. 10 gallons of water, 5 gallons of gas. That's it, period. Depending on the situation. But you never know. You never know what could happen. I've been in some situations, some freak storms have came in. Almost got flooded out 1 year, elk season, up north. So, you know, I've been asked this like 3 times this last week, what's in your hunting pack? And I hope this will help someone, pack accordingly, for their upcoming hunts. So everybody's trying to get geared up for elk season. I understand the draw is being a little slow. Okay. Unfortunately, this year I wasn't able to put in. I did put in for bonus points. It's awesome. Given the situation I've been in for the last 2 weeks, give or take, it's kind of a good thing that I didn't put in and get drawn. You know, for those of you that know the story and what happened, that's great. For those of you that don't, that's great too. But had some personal stuff go on last week, really hit home, and it is really hard. Just going to get through it and go from there. I'm not going to get into detail. So anyhow, guys, I'm going to wrap it up. I know it was a short one. Upcoming episodes, tell me what you guys want. Go over some stuff. We did the 21 bow lineup for best bows. I'm kind of thinking arrows. I'm kind of thinking sights. I'm kind of thinking coolers. Coolers is a great one to do. But yeah, guys. So for all the local guys out there, I know you're listening. Give me some ideas. Tell me what you guys want to hear. If you guys want to be a guest on the podcast, if you know, I'm not running out of ideas, but I don't want to pitch the wrong ideas either. So let me know, guys. And we'll take it, you know, one day at a time. That's all we can do. So you guys be safe. Thanks for listening. Also, on top of that, Eat Sleep Archery does have an up and going. It is going. It is live. Instagram page. So if you guys want the latest and greatest news, you can go on the Instagram page. Everything is going to still be posted on Facebook. But Facebook is dying, in my opinion. It seems like I post things on Facebook and it doesn't get to everyone. So you can either follow me on Instagram or you can follow Eat Sleep Archery on Instagram, and you guys are going to get all the latest and greatest upcoming news. So, all right, guys.